Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the middle of your week. It's Jess and Charlotte up with you this morning. Kramer is out on vacation. Happy snow day. I hope you are safe. I know that there are a lot of school closures. There's lots of delays today, and I'll get you updated on that. But I would say, I was just talking to Charlotte about it like a couple seconds ago. Compared to the pretty bad storm we had a couple weeks ago, I'd say the roads were like way better
this morning. It was less scary.
Yeah.
I thought.
Less scary. And also, shout out to all the the plow people, because I thought they were out way earlier than they were the last time. Also, side note, is there another name for the plow people? Are they plow people? Do they like being called plow people? Do you call them the plows?
That's a good question.
What if they want to be like
plow squad?
Or what if they were like, we're the snow wizards?
Oh my gosh.
If I just want to know.
That's what they are to me now until we hear otherwise.
That's what I want them to be. I mean, if there's something that we're not aware of, please let us know. Okay. It is What Would You Rather Wednesday. And this is a cold winter weather themed What Would You Rather Wednesday, since it is a snow day in Maryland. And I don't like either of these options, by the way. You're not supposed to, but I hate being cold, so I definitely don't like either of these. Okay. What would you rather? Would you rather have to sleep in an igloo for an entire night, or take an icy cold shower every morning for a week during winter?
Ew. Those sound horrible.
Obviously, igloo, obviously you're going to be super, super cold. You're in the snow. It's freezing cold, but it's one night. But it could be like your worst nightmare. Or every single day for an entire week. We're talking 7 days in a row during winter weather. You're taking an ice cold shower in the morning.
I think I'd rather endure the one night.
Really?
Because I just saw they have such a thing as like an ice hotel.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like the bedding looks warm enough. I mean, would it be my cup of tea? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I'll take it over the daily freezing cold shower.
Really?
Because I feel like I have to shower in the morning to like feel like a person.
Do you shower in the morning?
I shower every morning.
Oh, wow.
So if I had
it's
to
part
wake
of your
up,
routine.
Yeah. So if I had to wake up to the cold.
Yeah.
What about you, though?
Okay, for What Would You Rather Wednesday, I am going with the icy cold shower every day for a week. And let me tell you why.
What?
I'm committing to not washing my hair,
okay.
All right? I'm not going to wash my hair.
Okay.
Even though I can't stay, I mean, I can only go a few days without washing my hair. I'm going to commit 7 days not washing the hair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would do it, even though I would hate it, mm-hmm. but I know that it's good for you. Like cold showers, like an ice plunge, it's actually good for you.
I have heard that.
And you know, my husband Garage Boy literally does that every morning because he's a psychopath. He's crazy.
That's crazy.
The man drinks black coffee and he takes cold showers in the morning. Who
does
is he?
Does he enjoy pain?
He's a transformer.
That's crazy.
But I would do it. You know why? Because I could not survive the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
Like at night in the I just imagine myself like shivering with no blanket. On like an ice floor.
Well, they didn't
floor.
Say that though.
That's true.
They didn't
but
say
in my
that.
Mind,
so
it
I'm
makes
going
me
with
feel
my
like
electric
that.
Blanket, my parka,
okay.
My fuzzy socks, my beanie. I'll even get. What do they call those? A balaclava.
But where
for
are
my
igloos?
Nose.
I feel like there's scary animals outside. That's my thing. Like an igloo isn't like in residential. Like you're somewhere scary.
I was imagining like Elsa's ice palace.
No,
but
Charlotte,
now you've got
it's
really
not
good
Elsa.
Points.
So I don't know if you guys have been kind of like seeing this trend. Obviously, Valentine's Day is this Friday, but something I feel like there these kind of promotions keep popping up here and there. But this year in particular, I feel like we've gotten the most with Valentine's Day coming up. Zoos all over the country have basically been like stepping up their Valentine's Day petty revenge promotions.
Petty?
Yes, girl.
From the zoos?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay, so for example, at the San Antonio Zoo, you can name a cockroach, rodent, or even a vegetable after an ex that will literally be fed to a zoo animal. At Lee Valley Zoo in PA, you can name a fish for feeding to a penguin. At the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, you can name a super worm after an ex. And now Maryland has officially joined the list. The Maryland Zoo is offering you an opportunity to name your ex after a pile of animal dung.
Oh my God, wait.
Yes.
Why is ours kind of the best?
Kind of, right? You know what I'm saying?
We took it to the next level.
No, yeah. Maryland's like, I see you, but hold my beer.
Yeah.
So for just $5, you can remind yourself that your ex just might stink, quite literally. Obviously, right? This is all fun and games, naming your ex after a pile of animal dung. But what's amazing is, like, we're good people over here. Your $5 will actually do some good. Each dollar will go to supporting conservation efforts at the Maryland Zoo and in native habitats around the world. So if you, you know, have a stinky ex, this is pretty much the perfect revenge for you. How hilarious is this?
You can literally be petty for good,
yes,
for the power of good.
Yeah.
So everyone that's petty out there, like, we just got to channel it into donating to the Maryland Zoo, I guess.
Absolutely. Also, obviously, this is done, you know, in correlation to Valentine's Day. But, like, let's say you just got a coworker that really isn't hitting lately.
That could be healing.
It could be healing.
Like,
you know, maybe it's not a current ex. Maybe it's from, like, an ex, like, from 5 years past. Maybe it's just, maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a sibling. Maybe it's an ex-best friend. I feel like this is a really good opportunity. You know how, like, sometimes they have you, like, a good healing exercise, like a letting go exercise,
yes,
is, like, writing stuff down on notes and, like, burning it?
Yeah.
You could use this for that same, yes, opportunity while also saving the animals at the Maryland Zoo and around the world.
That's beautiful. Should we get one done for Kramer while he's gone? Should we get one donated to him?
If you would like to donate and name some animal dung after your ex or someone who just simply deserves it, you can get all that information at marylandzoo.org. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Now. Stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The winter storm warnings in Maryland issued by the National Weather Service, along with winter weather advisories to the north of I-70, had been in effect through 7 a.m. this morning. So we are cleared of that. However, another system is expected to arrive later this evening. So you can expect rain, possibly a wet mixture of light snow or sleet with rain, but little to no additional accumulations are expected. The following schools will be closed today: Carroll, Cecil, Harford, Howard, Frederick, Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne's, St. Mary's counties, and Baltimore City all closed. Anne Arundel and Baltimore County will operate virtually. Man, that's unfair. For colleges and universities, Bowie State University will operate virtually. Harford Community College is still set to open at noon. Howard Community College is closed. Morgan State and Towson University open at 10 a.m. I posted a link to all of the closures and delays that are updating in real time on our Facebook page and our Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess. I did check that right before we came on. So those were the most recent changes. If anything else happens, I will try to let you know. Maybe if you know before I do, you can text in 410-583-1065.
Number two.
If you've ever wanted to bathe in garlic dipping sauce, Papa John's is offering you a very unique opportunity just in time for Valentine's Day.
Certainly sounds unique.
Like, what is happening? Papa John's has created a limited edition bath bomb inspired by its garlic dipping sauce in order to, quote, show a little extra love to their most passionate fans by turning their wildest dreams into a reality this Valentine's Day. So if that's you, if you have always wanted to bathe in garlic dipping sauce, starting today, select super fans who share their love for Papa John's garlic dipping sauce on social media will be surprised and selected and given a one-of-a-kind self-care essential. What in the world? Do you want to bathe in dipping sauce? I feel like if anything, when you eat anything that's like heavy in garlic, the first thing you're trying to do is get rid of that smell.
No, exactly. I'm like, ah, yes. It was just the other day I was saying, I wish I smelled more like garlic.
Like, Charlotte, what is, at this point, is like the world going crazy?
The brands are like losing their minds trying to outdo each other, feel like, with these like stunt marketing campaigns. And I'm kind of here for it because I'm entertained.
I could not imagine my hair smelling like garlic forever.
I would be upset. And I feel like it's so funny because they could have just been like, it's a pizza bath bomb and it could have been red.
Okay, yeah. But smelled like good.
Right.
Honestly, y'all, like pizza chains, just stick to the heart-shaped pizzas for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, this we've gone too far, I fear.
Yeah, the garlic dipping sauce bath water is too far for us.
Number one.
Before kicking off her Short and Sweet tour, Sabrina Carpenter actually got inspiration from Taylor Swift while opening for 25 shows on the Eras Tour. In her recent cover story for Vogue, Carpenter joked, "Her stadiums make my shows look like clubs." Adding, "Watching her keep their attention as if she's playing in their living room was so inspiring to me." And Sabrina told Taylor, "Your tour enabled me to do mine." Mm. In that same interview, Carpenter also revealed that her label initially wanted her to debut Please, Please, Please first instead of her breakout song Espresso. And Sabrina herself had to push for it and be like, "No, I believe in this song. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anything like it before. I'm going with Espresso." And thankfully, they allowed her to do it. But that was all her.
Yeah, I think she was right on the money there, because I think people were so ready for Please, Please, Please as a follow-up single because she had already snatched everyone's attention with Espresso.
1,000%.
So I think leading with the slightly more upbeat single was 100% the way to go.
Yes, props to her. And also major lesson, believe in yourself.
Yes.
Like, for her to be like, "No, I believe in myself. I believe in this song." And I truly believe that that changed single-handedly the trajectory of her career.
It's the butterfly effect, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I completely agree. And that song, like she said, it's like so unlike anything else. It's such an earworm.
It's addicting.
Good on
Sabrina.
The
first time I heard it, I was like, "What is in this song?"
Right.
What is happening?
It's crazy. It's so good. It's so catchy.
This is Jess, and that's your top three. I felt so validated when I saw this new study out this morning. So I saw this headline. More than half of Americans suffer from P-xiety. Yes, people, this is real. P-anxiety is real. If you're like me, your loved ones have probably thought you were being dramatic or making this up. But no, it is known as P-anxiety. New research shows half of Americans have bathroom anxiety, and a lot of them put off going to the bathroom as a result. The survey found that 51% of people in Maryland have P-anxiety, which, if you don't know, it's when you feel anxious, when you feel stuck in a situation that keeps you from using the bathroom for a long time. So it's almost as if like you have to go even more. And then, according to this new study about P-anxiety, another 35% of people say that they've actually missed important life moments because of being in the bathroom, including their child's first steps, an epic concert finale, and once-in-a-lifetime photo ops. Literally, I'm getting P-anxiety right now,
so
just like talking about this.
The fear of peeing, it's having to pee because you're anxious?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay,
yeah.
I have that too.
Okay, so literally like, whenever I am on a plane, I have anxiety about getting on the plane and like needing to have to go pee before because I have this fear of when they tell you you can't get up, because obviously we're ascending into the air,
right?
But not knowing how long that period of time. So I have to calculate in my mind like how long it takes us to get into the air. And then there's time where like you literally can't get up from your seat before you're able to use the bathroom. And honestly, I don't even know if I like genuinely have to pee, but no matter what, I feel inside my soul that I have to pee. And then when I'm on the plane, like honestly, I don't know if this is normal. Like, I don't know if I need to talk to a therapist about this, because I feel like P-anxiety like runs my life low key.
Yeah.
Like even running the show right now, because like Kramer's out and I'm you know, like running all the buttons and stuff like that. And usually I have already a schedule when I can run to the bathroom and stuff.
Right.
But that goes out the window when I'm here by myself.
Is that why you were questioning it so hard earlier when you were like, "Do I have time?
Yes.
Do I have time to pee?"
Do you remember the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't even know if I actually had to pee, but the thought of knowing that the show is about to start and I wasn't going to be able to pee if I had to made me feel like I had to pee even more. And then it was just terrible.
Okay. As a girly with OCD, it's low-key, it low-key sounds like OCD.
Is it?
I honestly think that might be like, it might be a tinge of that, because with my OCD, it's like, oh, I have to do this or blank.
Okay.
And it's almost like you're anxious that if you don't pee,
I'm going to have to go. No, my fear, though, is having to go and not being able to go. Like, you do not want to go on a long car ride with me. Like, I have to have an aisle seat because I have anxiety of needing to go pee. And I feel bad about asking people to get up too many times. Like, going to a concert, I have to look at the set list map out the songs that I can miss. So if I have to pee, am I a psychopath?
I don't think you're a psychopath, but as long as it's not hindering your enjoyment of life.
But it does.
That's my concern.
But I do feel way more seen knowing that 51% of other people in this state also have peeziety.
Yeah, that's very validating. I'm glad that we're not alone.
Just know that if you too are struggling with peeziety,
you are seen.
You are seen. You are heard, and you are loved.
We're holding space.
We hold space for those suffering with peeziety, because you know what? It's hard out here, and it's real. We have science. We have science to prove it. All right, go pee, Bethany. Are you there?
Yes.
I got a text from Bethany the baker, and she's also like, we need to have poop anxiety a part of this conversation as well. Mm-hmm. So what were you just sharing with us, Bethany the baker?
Just general bathroom anxiety, really.
Yeah.
But I went on a 12-day cruise that actually turned into a 13-day cruise, and I went to the bathroom twice and was so constipated the entire time because I was just not comfortable not being in my own bathroom.
No, you could not go number two on the cruise because it just wasn't your space?
No, I was so bloated. It was so bad.
Wait, why? Even if you were like in the room by yourself, you just couldn't do it because of the vibe?
It wasn't my bathroom. I was like in a tiny little space.
Yeah.
The boat was rocking. It was just, it was not for me. Mm-mm.
No, that's even, okay, talking about the boat rocking, when I'm on a plane and like if there's any, even like an ounce of turbulence, then I can't pee. And because I freak out because of like the
too
movement.
Too many sensations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's weird. Like I want to be in my bathroom and that's that.
Oh no.
So yours, like it wasn't even communal. You were just like, I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, even in your room, if you were by yourself, and it should Mm-mm. be, because, but I mean, to your point though, a bathroom in general, when you're on a cruise, it's tiny.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like the whole situation's weird. And you know what? I also had anxiety about going number two during my honeymoon because we, Garage Boy and I, were also on a cruise. Mm. I don't know if this is too gross. I'm just going to say it. It's fine.
At that point,
it is what it is. This is the open space. It's me. What do you expect? So I was afraid. I also probably had a touch of the poop anxiety as well because I was so afraid of going number two and like being embarrassed if something happened and it like clogged up the bathroom and someone was going to have to come and like save us or something. But thank God my husband is so like, he like Garage Boy, he's so poop positive that he was like, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. You have nothing to worry about. And like, it was a safe space. But I feel you. Like, I get scared whenever there's like, oh my God, if you're like going to the bathroom at Preakness, you know what I mean? Or like, oh God, don't even get me started on porter potties, you guys.
I just don't know. Like, I was so scared when I got assigned a dorm in college because I was like, if I have a communal bathroom, I will not poop for a year.
It's terrible. Honestly, Bethany the baker, thank you for sharing that this morning. I love you
so much. Thank you
so much
for having me. Love you guys.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
It's a snow day in Maryland, and schools have announced closures, delays, and virtual learning plans for today, Wednesday, February 12th. The following schools are closed: Carroll, Cecil, Harford, Howard, Frederick, also Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne's, St. Mary's counties, and Baltimore City all closed. Anne Arundel and Baltimore County will operate virtually. For colleges and universities, Bowie State will operate virtually as well. Harford Community College opens at noon. Howard Community College is closed, and Morgan State and Towson University open at 10 a.m. Another system is expected to arrive later this evening, but you can expect rain, possibly a wet mixture of light snow or sleet, but what they're saying is little to no additional accumulations are expected. So hopefully what we got last night is just kind of staying as that. I did post a list, a link to a full list of closures and delays for schools and also government buildings as well. If you need that, Kramer and Jess on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Number two.
Kanye West's Shopify website has officially been taken offline. The site was used by the rapper to sell t-shirts featuring a black swastika. Shopify shared a statement that shared, quote, "All merchants are responsible for following the rules of our platform. This merchant did not engage in authentic commerce practices and violated our terms, so we removed them." Kanye has released a number of anti-Semitic statements in the past. He recently deactivated his account on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, following a series of anti-Semitic statements. He also lost a number of business deals a few years ago with companies including Gap and Adidas for a series of anti-Semitic comments. So if you're not aware, what happened was Kanye purchased an ad during the Super Bowl, and it's literally, it looks like as if he was, you know, calling you on FaceTime. He's laying in what looked like a dentist chair, and the camera is facing his face. And he was like, "I spent all the money for this commercial on these new teeth. Go on said website." And apparently, if you're asking yourself, how did this even get approved in the first place? So when he purchased the website and it, you know, got checked and everything, it was, what was on there was like various non-branded clothing. After Kanye's Super Bowl ad aired, he immediately flipped the website, replacing the previous content to just one item, and that's where that shirt was.
I see.
It had looked, and there, and there's been side-by-sides released that it looked completely different when he when he had purchased it, and then after it aired, he had flipped it.
Hopefully Shopify will like institute some new rule where they'll like look at stores where if something gets changed quickly.
Absolutely. There has to be like a fine, some sort of violation.
I'm very glad to hear that it was shut down. I remember seeing that he had tweeted something recently saying like, "I'm so rich, I can say and do whatever I want," and I'm glad he is learning the lesson that you cannot do such hateful, horrendous things.
Absolutely.
And not face consequences.
No.
It's I'm very disgusted by it.
Disgusted by Kanye. I'm just thankful that it's gotten taken down. At this point, he's and has been for quite some time just been saying outlandish things to get attention. And we're just not here for it at all whatsoever, and just do not support anything he's been saying, has said, and his current behavior at all, especially with his wife. Absolutely not. I'm over it.
Number one.
Domino's is releasing a pepperoni-inspired perfume designed to tempt pizza lovers everywhere for Valentine's Day. The limited edition scent, I think it's Au or Eau de Passion. Both spicy and smoky notes inspired by the chain's pepperoni passion pizza. Apparently, it makes you smell like you're like a slice fresh out of the oven. Those hoping to snag a bottle can enter a giveaway now until the 17th, just in time to pair it with one of the million pizzas Domino's expects to serve up for lovebirds this year.
They have to be stopped.
This has to stop.
The garlic bath bomb, and now this. I like a sweet perfume when it comes to food. Like, I have the Sabrina Carpenter perfume that's like candy inspired.
Does anyone want to smell like pizza?
No.
Pepperoni.
We have to draw the line at savory foods, I think.
At like, this point, this is too much.
This is too far.
We mentioned this earlier because a lot of pizza places are kind of, I think they're spiraling. We want heart-shaped foods, and that's about it. That's it.
I think everyone...
No more wines. No more bath bombs. No more perfumes.
I'd take the wine before I'd take the perfume, though.
Yeah, this is Jess, and that's your top three. It's time for your favorite taste test in Maryland.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Welcome to Bay or Not to Bay. So, you know, this taste test segment was actually created just for fun. It was only supposed to last the first summer when we moved here almost 5 years ago. And the way it came about was when we moved to Maryland, everyone said, you can put Old Bay on anything. Now, I had never, ever heard of Old Bay coming from California ever at any point in my life. I would also like to say from moving to Baltimore and using Old Bay, and because of this segment, I have so many family members and friends who use it now. Now, Kramer is out on vacation, but I have Charlotte with me today. And what's going to be a lot of fun is she's also going to participate in this taste test segment with me. Now, we put Old Bay on things that you typically wouldn't try to let you know if it's good or not. And this week is going to be Valentine's Day edition because Valentine's Day is on Friday. And Starbucks has released new drinks to celebrate the holiday. And from their new Valentine's Day lineup, we picked up their new Blackberry Sage Refresher and their new chocolate hazelnut cookie cold brew.
Very excited to try these.
I'm so excited to try these.
They sound good.
Let's try the refresher. Let's do the Blackberry Sage Refresher first to see if we like it without the Old Bay in general.
Okay. So I love a like herby moment. It reminds me of like a fancy mocktail.
Which one is the Okay, this is the one I put Old Bay in. Okay, kind of forgot which one was which. It's so pretty.
It is. Here, this is what it looks like.
Okay.
All right.
Cheers, Charlotte.
Cheers. Oh, that's lovely.
I think it's okay. Do you love it?
I like it. I really like blackberries, though. And like I was saying, it reminds me of like a fancy mocktail. It's like there's layers.
It's like too tart for me personally.
Okay. See, I like sour stuff.
But I love that you're here because you like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
I don't. But like you do. So that, hey.
And it's about to get so much worse for you.
Okay. Let's try it. Let's try the Starbucks.
This is the...
What is this?
Hazelnut cookie?
No. Wait. We have to try the Blackberry Sage Refresher with Old Bay now.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh my God, why is there so much Old Bay in this dress?
Did I put too much in there? Okay, ready. Here we go. Oh, am I supposed to? Hang on. What button is this? Here we go. Let's try it.
No. No. Oh my God. No.
You know what that tastes like? When you're in the ocean and you fall in the water and your mouth is open.
It's brine.
Oh my God.
Oh, that is, it's literally the ocean.
Oh God. Okay, we're running out of time. But we have to hurry up. Because this is the one I was actually excited about.
This is for real.
This is the new chocolate hazelnut cookie cold brew from the new Starbucks Valentine's Day line. Let's try it like no Old Bay.
Okay. Thank God.
Ew. Wait. Crap, I tasted the Old Bay one first.
Okay, well, should I just do that?
Ew, that also tastes like a salty ocean.
I didn't love the normal one, I'm not gonna lie.
No.
It's you have to like cold brew, I think. Okay,
taste it with Old Bay.
Oh, Jesus.
Ew, she spit it out. Okay, wait, hang on, before we go. Mm. Chocolate hazelnut cookie cold brew. By itself. This is definitely more my vibe. I do like cold brew. Let me see if I like it. Oh yeah, girl. Give me 14 of these. I'm gonna down this.
I think eating Old Bay
I could drink this in like less. 5 seconds.
I'm glad. I'm still suffering over here.
So I'm just gonna say in general, the new Valentine's Day Starbucks drinks, don't bay them. Don't bathe them because you're going to feel like you're drinking a salty ocean. And that is not the vibe.
Yeah, that was bad.
I need you to help me determine if this is trash or tech. Is it a movie clip or an AI trip? So Charlotte has actually come up with a game. Do you want to explain what we're about to do here?
Yeah. So the other day, I had a really silly idea. Because I don't know, I think I was watching a bad horror movie and I was like, this sounds like it's not even real. Like it's so ridiculous. So I was like, what if we play a game where y'all have to guess if it's a real movie clip snippet or something that I created using AI?
Okay. So.
So it'll be like 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And you have to determine whether it's tech or trash.
Okay. Let's like set the vibe here for a second.
Tech being AI, trash being real.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm feeling it.
So you have put together a clip and we have to try and see if this is from a trash scary movie. Mm-hmm. Like it's so bad, but it actually exists.
Yes.
Or if it's terrible and you literally created it with AI.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if you can guess if it's trash or tech for these Golden Girls, The Laughs Continue tickets at the Hippodrome. All right, and I haven't heard this before.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm excited. Okay, so here is Charlotte's clip. Is it trash or tech? Take a listen.
Curse you, vile reptilian fiend.
Lucinda, that was Grandma's.
Like Father, it is now gone. Mother?
So.
I have to pee. Was that trash? Oh, I'm literally holding it in. Was that trash or tech? Is that clip from a trashy, scary movie that literally exists? Or is that clip technology? Is that AI generated that Charlotte was able to create? Oh my God.
This is basically a free win, y'all.
I want to play it again. Here we go. Is it trash or tech? Brought to you by Charlotte.
Thank you.
Curse you, vile reptilian fiend.
Lucinda, that was Grandma's.
Like Father, it is now gone. Mother?
I think it's real, personally, in my heart and soul, but let's see what you think. Mix it 065, hello?
Hey, Jess, it's Jerry.
Jerry, oh my gosh, Jerry.
Yes, I wanted those tickets, remember yesterday?
I know you did. Did you listen to that clip that we just played from Charlotte?
I did, and I got a 50-50 chance. I think it's text.
You think it's tech? You think that clip
is crazy as it sounded,
AI generated? Charlotte,
yes, ma'am.
Is it trash or tech?
It's tech!
Yes! You did it, Jerry!
Yay! I get to go see the Golden Girls.
Yes!
Charlotte, I loved that game.
I'm so glad.
That was so iconic. We definitely need to do that more.
Yeah, that was fun.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.